And we got down there, me and that nigga boy, and it was, they'd cut the timber and left three logs, and two of them were laying just like this. Mm-hmm. But right over here was a nest of eggs, and right over there was a nest of eggs. And it was five chicken snakes there, eating them eggs. We got 61 eggs besides what them snakes had done to swallow. And all the snakes. Mm-hmm. We tied all them snakes together with a piece of wire and drug them across that field. And then taking the whole diggers and buried them. Mm-hmm. Two at a time.
Chicken snakes won't hurt people, though, will they?
No. Nah, I popped a head, though. I caught one down here in the hen nest 4 or 5 years ago and popped his head off. One out there under that shed in the hen nest. Mm-hmm. Popped his head off. My wife here found one down there one day. She's picking up eggs. And he hollered to come kill that snake. And he's in the hen nest. And part of him is out in the chicken house. Mm-hmm. And I take my slash blade down there and just, you know, it's got a curve like this, and I just come this, cutting him in two. Mm. I think I had 4 pieces of 5 and I got 2.
Won't dogs kill snakes?
Does he have? Some dogs will, some won't. A bulldog will kill him time he gets to him, and these Malawi cur dogs will.
What do you mean a cur dog?
It's a kind of a dog. He's mean, vicious joker. If I had a cur, one of these Catahoula cur dogs, you couldn't get out of that. If I'd have trained him, right, you couldn't get out of that car and come to the house until somebody let you in.
If you had one of the what kind of cur dogs?
Catahoula cur.
That's a parish here, isn't it, Catahoula?
Yeah.
Why?
There's leopardy-looking dog. You sit down. I had a black one several years ago, and that joker wouldn't let me come in one night. No. Nobody didn't go in the house with that woman when she's there by herself. My first wife. Uh-huh. No, sir. Well, she would. Jack was there.
And the dog wouldn't let you in?
Mm-mm. I was a little late coming in that night from work. I think I'd been formal doing something to her. I was living down there close to formal, and I got to about 20 foot of the doorstep. She's sitting there with showing this to you. I come in talking to him, and she sort of said, Jack, behave. He shut up, got up on the porch and shook hands with me, and I went in the house and I went. Yeah, he could put a nigger up on the bank, him and a bulldog one night. I had to go get him out and bring him to the house. They had him up on the bank, he couldn't get down. He had, about midnight, he had just hollered, come get them dogs.
Do people around, in some areas, people take these bulldogs, you know, and they fight them, one dog against the other? Did they do that around here? Do they ever do fighting chickens or
They used to, but I ain't seen no fighting chickens around here in 15, 20 years.
That's just died out, huh?
I guess it's just died away. I was about as hurt as I was as one of them old chickens, fighting chickens. Mm-hmm. I reached down and picked one up. If the other one was fighting, him and the other one was fighting, and that joker hit me slammed through my hand right on one.
He spurred you there?
Mm. I wouldn't have the old game chicken.
Yeah, they're pretty mean. Tell me about raising cotton. What kind of work you have to do?
Oh, Lord, that's a job.
How would you break the land up, first of all?
If you're going to use fertilizer, you put it down, bed your land up, and open your ground after few days, let it stay in there a few days, then go run a plow through that and the planter follows it. Uh-huh. Then you go in there with a turn, what they call a half shovel, mm-hmm. bar it off, then sweep it up, or sometimes they just chop it out on the bar ridge.
Then you chop it out on what?
What I call the bar ridge, where you bar the dirt from it, lift it on place about that wide. Mm-hmm. And then if you'd sweep it up, it didn't take much hoeing first. But if you didn't, it was hard to chop on that wide ridge. And then they'd run the middles out of it.